A fighter jet pilot, flying upside down at tremendous speed, became disoriented. Confused as to which way was up and which was down, he pulled the flight stick in the wrong direction. A few moments later, flaming wreckage was all that remained. Commenting on this tragedy, writer Del Fezenfeld points out that most of us are in danger of making the same mistake, traveling so fast in life that we are at risk of becoming mixed up about what is of utmost importance. Fezenfeld observes, "Disorientation at a high rate of speed is a deadly combination for all of us. Capacity for discernment is diminished. The result is a high risk of careening in the wrong directions." Yet for many of us, living at full throttle is not the exception, but our normal way of life. What we need, recommends Fezenfeld, is a pause in our activity that makes room for God. Room to be still and know that there is a God, and we aren't Him. We live as if we, not God, are the ones who make things happen in life, as if everything depends on us. Consequently, most of us, as Fezenfeld puts it, are running on physical, emotional, and spiritual fumes. How do we get our lives back in balance again? "Come unto me," said Jesus. The reality is that when most of us come to the Lord, we want to do all the talking rather than just to listen to Him. If your life has become a racetrack of hectic activity, stop. Find a quiet corner somewhere and tell God, "Lord, I give up. I'm coming to you. Refill my fuel tank." Then listen as He reorients your life.
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.